We're talking now with Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. And Tony, of course, we're hearing about this storm that's going to hit the East Coast. Some are making out to be maybe one of the biggest ever. From your perspective, is it hype or is it on target?
Well, we're definitely going to see a major winter storm work up the northeastern seaboard later on today and continue pretty much right through the early part of Wednesday. Some of those areas right along the coast there from Boston down to New York City to maybe even the Philadelphia area could see as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow with hurricane-force winds right along the coast.
So when we're talking hurricane-force winds, that's something that we do see occasionally here with our snow in western New York. So is it a full-blown blizzard that's coming their way?
Well, we're actually talking winds upwards of 60 to 70 miles per hour, nothing that we see here with our lake effect snow. So definitely a full-blown blizzard for the northeast.
Okay, that is unfortunate for those individuals. But what about how that might come and impact us here in western New York? Are we going to see any of that snow?
Well, we'll see some snow here in western New York, probably looking at about 2 to 3 inches today and then looking for another maybe 1 to 2 inches tonight. So some areas could see snowfall totals of 4 to 6 inches by the end of tonight.
You know, Tony, I'm kind of curious of your perspective right now. It seemed back in November we were on the line with you guys probably 4 or 5 times a day. It has settled down just a little bit, but how do you shape our winter here in western New York? How do you maybe put it into the context of what we normally see here during winters in western New York?
Well, I mean, other than that significant snowstorm that impacted a very small area of western New York across the south towns in November, pretty much a normal winter. Now we're at the point right now where we've had a pretty long cold snap, and Lake Erie now is pretty much frozen over. So right now our lake effect snow machine is pretty much done for the season. That's typical that once you get to this time of year and the lake's frozen over, our snow pattern really starts diminishing pretty much right into the springtime.
Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, Jake.